Goli viadua. It's a double lashon. Goli viadua. It's revealed and it's known. What are these two things? The Goyim explains that goli refers to open things. Yadua refers to hidden things. Goli is what's in the open. Yadua is what's besesa, what's hidden. That's yadua to Hashem. Lefnei chiseich v'idecha. The question is, why are we mentioning lefnei chiseich v'idecha, that the yadua, before the Kisei HaKavod? The Goyim says, the Pshat is, because the Goyim have a belief that Hashem can't be involved in mundane everyday matters. There's even a Gemara that says that the Goyim said there's two of a desirous, one was Bar Elyonim, one was Bar Tachtonim, because it doesn't pass for the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or anybody that they would makshiv as a vaydizar kaviyachol havdal alfa avdalis, that it didn't pass for them to do mundane and be Isaac in mundane manners, everyday things. So against this belief, we say that the kisei hakavod, which even the malachim stay far away from, still from there, from there Hashem is in charge and on top of everything that happens, down to the lowest of the everyday matters of going to the bathroom. Everything is Goli V'Yadua L'Fnei Chiseich V'Yadecha. Everything is run by Hashem. And there's nothing that's out of the realm. There's nothing that he doesn't involve himself within. But everything is from Hashem. The other pshat is based on this that we said last week, that the bracha of Asher Yatzar doesn't only refer to the physical needs. It's not only a bracha on our physical needs, but it's also on the ruchnis, as will be explained more soon. Therefore we say, Goli v'yadu l'fnei chisech v'aydecha, explained the Rishayim, because the neshamas are in a guf, they're in an eitzah that's called guf, that's by the kisei HaKavod. So therefore, Goli v'yadu l'fnei chisech v'aydecha, it's yadu l'fnei chisech v'aydecha, where the eitzah of neshamas are. Now there are some Rishonim, the Rambam amongst others, that have a girsa, Shem Yisasim Echomehem Oy Paseach Echomehem. They put stimo before psicho. And the reason is because in the bracha we said Uvar Avoy Nikavim Nikavim, which refers to the mouth, the ears, the nose. And then we said Chalulim Chalulim, which refers to the heart, the stomach, the kidneys. So the problem of the Nekavim is if they get blocked off. That's Oyisase. The problem to the Chalulim is in Yipaseach, if they'll rupture. Therefore, those Rishayim put Nekavim goes first, so therefore they put Yipaseach, the Yisase, Mecha, Mehem, it'll be stuffed up, the Nekavim. Or Yipaseach Echa Mehem, or the Chalulim will rupture, then it'll be Yafshal Eskayim V'Amoid. But our Girsa is the other way around. Shem Yipaseach Echa Mehem, Oy Sosem Echa Mehem. Yafshal Eskayim V'Amoid. So we have to understand what's this double Lashon, Yafshal Eskayim V'Amoid L'Fanecha. That a person will not be able to miskayim and to be oimid before Hashem. So Sham Shal Fahersh explains that lamid in the Navi and Chazal, lamid the sharis. Lamid means to be oimid Hashem. The Gemara says lamid the sharis. To stand is to do avoido. So we tell Hashem that we will be yafshal the hiskayim to be alive, lamid, and to be oimid Hashem. And there's a double fold meaning in the fact that we're saying that besides the Yafshal Eskayim, there's a problem of Lamed Afanecha to stand in front of Hashem. The reason is, number one, because our whole Avodah is Hashem, that we're able to do is only through the Tov, HaTov that Hashem does, that He makes us healthy and He gives us an ability to be able to have the Koyach to serve Hashem. And number two, it could be answering a question. And the next few words of Asher Yatzar that the Rishonim asked, that we'll address in a minute, that the Rishonim asked that there's a girsa. Some have the girsa, some don't. afilu shal achas, that we say that if any of them will have bisasim for pesuach, even for one shal, yev shaleskayim la amoy defanecho. So the Maram Mirutenberg asked the question that how could you say misasim echom mehem that's not possible to be oymil of Hashem? There's many hours in the day that people keep their mouth, their nose closed, and they're able to be oymid. They're able to survive. They're able to live. So how could we say that it's yevshal eskayim v'lam with the fenecho afilu shal achas, even 1 hour, if it's possible to live many hours, many amounts of time, not consecutive hours, but many amounts of time, with one of them being sasim, with one of the psachim, either the mekavim, where he goes to the bathroom from, or his mouth, or his nose, not being able to be used for an amount of time, still people can live. So I think that this is part of the kavana. So Shem Schwab explains this a little more, that the another way to understand the kavana of the Shimon Schwab, of the Rosh Hashanah Hirsch, is that when a person can't use the bathroom properly, he can't daven, he can't learn, it's also, he's constipated, he has to go to the basic kitzen, it's not coming out, it's also for him to daven and to learn. Or even more than that, even when he doesn't reach that stage, but if a person doesn't have full control over his bodily parts, he's not able to serve Hashem properly. So true, a person might be able to be alive for small amounts of time without one of these parts of his body functioning properly, but to be oymel lefnei Hashem l'sharsay, a person couldn't do even for a small amount of time without them functioning properly. Now, getting back to the Rishonim's roots into this question, the Beis Yosef says, pshat, that it means that it doesn't mean literally for 1 second, but it means every aver, every limb in a body, every opening has an amount that it could be opened. If it's the chalulim, how much of a rupture they could have without causing the person to die, rachmana litzlan, and every nekev has an amount of time that could remain closed without something happening to the person. So what we're saying is, if a person goes over their limits, even a minute amount, that will cause that the person to die. Afilu shal achas, even this minute amount above and beyond the amount that Hashem set for it to be able to survive, that a person can't live. If a person closes his mouth, or his nekavim, when he goes to the Beis HaKiseh from, whichever one it is, for the amount of time that Hashem gave it, the exact amount of time is the amount he could do it for, and nothing more. And anything more than that is e'afshar l'skai v'lamoyd, afilu shal achas, even one shah more than the allotted amount of time that Hashem gave for this nekev to be able to be closed for. That's what we mean. It doesn't mean the first second that he closes it, but it means afilu shal achas, 1 second more, one amount of time more than it was supposed to be. There's another pshat from the Rebbe Yochar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, that he says a new pshat in to answer a lot of the things that we spoke about in Ashayotzar and some of the things that we'll continue to speak about. That Kiyadu, the Brach of Ashayotzar, isn't just on going to the bathroom, but it's on the Bria that Hashem created people. There's even a Shita brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if a person wakes up in the morning, and even if he didn't go to the bathroom, he makes a Shayatzar, because every morning every person is a Bariya Chadasha, a new creation. So, says the Rebbe Yochar, when we're saying the Brach of Ashayatzar, we're saying Golu V'Yadu L'Fnei Chisech V'Yadecha. He says, why do we say Golu V'Yadu L'Fnei Chisech V'Yadecha? Why is it Yadu to Hashem? The chara, if a person's body is not functioning properly, then the kavim or the chalulim, we could see that go ask a doctor for the liver now. Why do we have to say golav yidul if nechi sech vaydecho? Also, what does it mean shalachas? We know that people can live many times. So he says the Gemara tells us an uber b'meimoy has two holes that the verse of the way they are when he's alive is the way that they are when he's an uber b'meimoy. When he's in his mother's stomach during pregnancy, there's the mouth and the tibur, the mouth and the belly. The mouth of a person is usually open, it's a nekev that's open. The belly, the stomach of somebody is usually closed, that nekev. By an ibur, the punk fakar, to the opposite way around, that the mouth is closed and the stomach is open, because that's where the baby nourishes from, but the mouth is closed because if it would be open, it would swallow some of the liquids of the mother's body and that would kill it. So if either of those would be the other way, should be paseach echamehem, if the mouth would open, oyisasem echamehem, or the stomach would be sasam, where it's nourish, gets its nourishment from. And that's the reason it's in this order, because it's not referring to the nekavim chalulim that we just spoke about at the beginning of the bracha, that the Rambam could say it's out of order in compared to the beginning of the bracha. But we're talking about the uber's mouth and stomach, should be paseach echamehem, if one of them will open up, meaning the mouth, or there'll be a stima in the stomach where it nourishes from. Even 1 second, it couldn't live like that. If it would happen even for 1 second, if an uber taka can't live more than 1 second, a measurement of time, with them being the wrong way. And it says, that's why we say in the bracha, because what happens to a person after he's born, we see with our eyes if he could survive, if he can't survive. But an uber b'me'imoy, we have no way of measuring, we have no way of knowing how long he could survive, if he could or if he can't, and how long. Only to Hashem that knows these things is this goli v'yadua. Therefore we say goli v'yadua l'fnechi sechvaydecha. Because since we're talking about the uber b'me'imoy, therefore we say goli v'yadua l'fnechi sechvaydecha. And it continues, that's the end of the bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, reifecha basur mafli l'aseis, before we get to the other pshatim in it. But he says, the mafli lasis, what's the mafli lasis? The mafli lasis is that a regular person, if he's in water for an extended period of time, the skin gets ruined. A person's skin can't survive being in water so long. An uber stays in the juices and the liquids in its mother's stomach in that environment for 9 months. And it, not only does it survive, but it thrives. It receives nourishment. It grows in that type of environment. That is the mafli lasis. Opposite of what the norm should be, Hashem creates the uber b'me'imoy, survives and thrives on an environment, in a culture that a regular human being couldn't survive in such an environment. The last words of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Reifecha Basar Umafli Lasis. So Reifecha Basar, the Mefarshim explained, means that there's types of things that we don't know the cure to. The type of things that we don't know the cure to. But for Hashem, Hashem has a refuah for everything. Every single type of ailment, sickness that a person can have, Hashem is Reife. The Sikh Yitzchak explains, that's what we continue, Umafli Lasis. That don't think it's a wonder how Hashem could do it. Because Hashem created all mankind, which is a bigger Pella. The creation of Adam. So if Hashem could create Adam, surely Hashem could heal all Adam, all people. The Rekeach says, how is Hashem Reifech al-Basar, and what's chus is it Reifech al-Basar? Based on what he said in the beginning, Ashiyatzar, so Adam b'chachma, that the creation of a person was b'chachma. The Rekeach explained, b'chachma means Hashem created a person with chachma to be able to learn the Torah. Not that b'chachma meant, like the other Mepharshim, that b'chachma meant that the Chachma went into the Yetzirah Sa'adam. But Ashiyatah Sa'adam, B'Chachma, that the person has Chachma. And the Psicha and the Chesima are me'en the same, that Reifech HaBasar, the way that a person gets his refuah is through Torah. Chosh B'chol Gufo Yasek, but Torah Chazal tell us, about Torah says, Chol B'Sari Marpe, Torah is the refuah for his entire body. So therefore we start off, Ashiyatah Sa'adam B'Chachma, Hashem created a person with Chachma to be able to learn Torah. Because that's the end of the bracha, Reifei Chalbasar Umafi Lasis. The refuah that we have of Chalbasar, the non-Tavadik refuah, the non-natural refuah that person can get from Hashem, come through the Schus HaTorah, through the Torah of Schus Sel, that's our person's Zaycha to Reifei Chalbasar. The Rishayim explain that the refuah, the Reifei Chalbasar of Hashem, is that he prevents, not only does he heal people, but he's the ultimate doctor. He has preventative medicine. He stops people from getting sick. That's included in the Reifei Chalbasar. Now, an explanation of Mafli Lasis, based upon a different pshatim in what the bracha of Asher Yatzar in the beginning was, we find different pshatim in what the Mafli Lasis is. We said in the beginning of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, Adam B'Chachma, what the Chachma is, Taisus told us, Baruch Hashem, the Medrash, that a person's body has many holes in it, and the neshama doesn't go out, even though usually if you have a vessel with holes in it, things inside of it fall out. So the Farshim explained that through Mafli L'Atzlis, that the neshama doesn't fall out. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe, the Torah, and his Agos in Shulchan Aruch, says a fascinating thing, based on a theme that we mentioned to a little bit, last week and this week, that the bracha of Asher Yatzar is not only on the physical essence of a person, on his physical being, but it's on the ruchnius also. That a person is made up of two chalakim. There's the chelak habahami, there's the guf ha'adam, which is animalistic like all other creations, and there's the chelak ha'kamimal, the neshama. These two things are extreme opposites. They're things that should not be able to survive together with each other, because they're hostile environments one to each other. It's not the right culture for them. They shouldn't be able to survive or thrive in each other. The neshama, as we'll see in the next bracha of Elikai, neshama, the neshama should not want to stay in the guf. It does not like to stay in the guf, and it shouldn't be able to live in the guf. The Ma'afli Lassai says that Hashem made a pillow that the neshama is able to survive in the guf, even though neshama is a davar ruchni, it's a chelik alakami mal, and the person's an adam agashmi, he's a guf habahami, he's an animalistic being, still Hashem made that the neshama is able to survive in the guf. That is the mafli lasis that we're thanking Hashem for, that he allowed that the person, the chelik hagashmi, could survive, the chelik haruchni of a person, the neshama, could survive in the guf hagashmi, his physical being. The Goyin adds to this, and the Magen Avraham, the Goyin and the Magen Avraham both allude to it, this that it says in the Ksavim of the Arizal, which they explain based upon a concept that the Goyin told us that the achilah of tzaddikim is nechshav like a karbon, sidua from the kadmainim. That the achilah of tzaddikim is not only a mazin hagashmi, but could even be a mazin haruchni. It can nourish the ruchnis of a person also. So Reifei Kol Basar Mafli L'Asayis, the pella is that Hashem created one item. There's one thing in the world that could be zon the ruchnis and the gashmis. Food, if it's eaten with the proper brachas, with the right intention of Avodas Hashem, could be mazin the guf and the neshama. It could be mazin both parts of the person. It could be mazin his physical body, and it could be mazin, it could feed, it could sustain his ruchnius also. Not only does the ruchnius stay alive, but actually the ruchnius survives and thrives in it, and could flourish through it. Because mazin was eaten properly as the kayach to sustain both of them, even though they're seemingly two things that should never receive sustenance from the same thing, the ruchnis and the gashmis. But umaf l'asay, Hashem created a way through mazin how a person could feed and nourish both of them when eaten properly. David Dram, in his beard to the bracha, when he refers to the chokhma and the mafli l'asis that Hashem did, the Rav Dram explains all the nisei nisim and all the atavis that Hashem did in the creation of a person, all the things that he did for him. It's known in modern medicine many things have side effects. What's good for this is not good for that, especially in older people when they start taking medicines. Each medicine has its own side effects, and there needs to be checks and balances and things to counter effect all the negative side effects. But it goes through how everything Hashem created in the person's body is with the correct checks and balances, that every part of the body should be able to thrive and nourish and flourish and grow and have what's best for it. There's internal heating and cooling systems. And every part of the body, there's a reason for everything. It has its purpose. If a person wants to see the God, the Nefois HaBar, of how a person should be makar, to be makar toiv to Hashem for all that tavis that he did to him, You could just read a little bit of the Sava drama. It explains what was known back in those days, all that Havasat and the complications, how complex the human body was with everything Hashem did for us. Kol Shekhen and Kol Shekhen, now where the doctors know much more through science of all the Nisi Nisim that are involved, all the Atavas that are involved in the computer system, so to speak, that are in every person, in all the different parts of a person's body, how much goes into it that everything should work properly. The Mefarshim add, the Gaon and others, that the part of the Mafil Ases is the fact that the Neshama leaves the Guf when the Guf dies. That even though the Guf didn't eat for 4 days, it shouldn't cause that the Neshama should really leave. Because the Neshama doesn't usually sustain itself, except if a person eats properly for Ruknis, but let's say a person that doesn't, the Neshama doesn't necessarily sustain itself from Gashmis. So if a person is sick, why does the Neshama leave? That's part of the Pella of that cover of the Guf of the Neshama. That the Neshama leaves automatically when the Guf dies, even though in Seichel it's not necessarily a reason why the Neshama should leave the Guf. Now, based on this thought of the Ramah, we could explain, it is explained in the Mefarshim why some people have a noyig to put the bracha of Leikai Neshama after the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The Rishonim asked the question, in the bracha of Leikai Neshama, why doesn't it start with Baruch if all brachas need to start with Baruch? So are those Rishonim that say it's Samach Kaverto, Tasha Yatzar, or maybe Tamapel, but the Vajram, amongst other Rishonim, are not happy with either of these two Terutzim for various reasons. That's the Halacha Chelik we're not going to go into. But the Vajram says the reason that we don't start Lekai Neshama with a Baruch is because it's a Birkas Hashvach V'Aidah, and those Baruchas don't need to start with Baruch. So if that's the case, that's the reason why some people put it after Birkas HaTorah. Our meaning is we put it before Birkas HaTorah, right after Asher Yatzar. The Mefarshim explained the reason is because it's me'en Asher Yatzar, just like Asher Yatzar was a bracha. To thank Hashem was a bracha on the Guf and the Neshama with their relation together. So Elikai Neshama is a bracha on the Neshama itself. But it's a continuation that in Asher Yatzar we thank Hashem for making our Neshama be able to survive and thrive in our Guf. In Elikai Neshama it's going to mention some of that, but it's a bracha on the Neshama, and it's going to include some of this in it as well, of the survival of the Neshama in the Guf. Therefore, we put the bracha of Elikai Neshama directly after the bracha of Asher Yatzar, even though halachically it does not have to be after it. Then one last ha'ara before we get to the bracha of Elikai Neshama, which I'll have to read next week. But the Avadram says that a person has to be careful when he says the bracha of Elikai Neshama to stop between the words of Elikai and Neshama. So it should not sound like he is saying Elikai Neshama Chas V'Shalom, that the Neshama is the Elikai, that should be that the Neshama goes on the word Elikai and Neshama are connected to each other, that it's one thing, but it's two separate things. It's Elikai, stop, Neshama Shenasat to be Tahirihi. We're saying to Hashem, Elikai, my Hashem, Neshama Shenasat be Tahirihi. The Neshama that you put into me is Tahar. Now, this bracha is unique in the fact that we say Elikai now, and later on in the bracha we say Maidani Lefanecha Hashem Elikai Velikai Avisai. It's unique in this manner that we refer to it instead of Elikeinu Velikai Avisainu, but we always, that we many times say, over here we say Elikai, my Hashem. Shem Shvab explains that it is because every person has their own unique and different neshama. Every person's neshama, from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, everybody's neshama is individual and unique. Therefore, we say Likai, when referring to the bracha, making the bracha on the neshama, we say it in the Lashon Yachid, because every single person's neshama is different than everybody else's. And because of this, we say in this bracha, the bracha of Lashon Yachid, to acknowledge this fact that every single person's neshama is different than everybody else's.